First up, a Senate inquiry into the aged care sector reforms has accused the government of calculated denial of services and rationing of care. During the aged care service delivery inquiry, it was revealed over tens of thousands of older Australians were waiting for a home care package in July. This number was on top of a further 120,000 people waiting to be assessed. Labor announced 40,000 home care packages would be released by the end of the year, but some suggest this staggered approach to care is flawed. Community Radio Network political reporter Noah Seckham has the story.
The final report has 11 recommendations, including calls to immediately address the waitlists, to notify the sector of future home package releases ahead of time, and to continue inquiries until mid next year. Craig Gear is the CEO of the Older Persons Advocacy Network, and he says the inquiry is a welcome acknowledgement of the difficulties in the aged care sector.
Our evidence that we provided very much aligned with what we're hearing from older people and also aligned with what the committee has found and the recommendations they've come up with. We're hearing too much from older people that they are waiting for to get through the first gate, the hurdle that is the assessment system, and then they're waiting for getting to the right level of services. It was good that the committee also identified that there are workforce issues that need to be managed through this process as well. But our position is that no older person should be waiting really more than 30 days to access services that are going to keep them safe, well, in their home, and get them to be able to still connect with the community.
The Coalition and the Crossbench formed an unlikely alliance to get the aged care inquiry up and in applying pressure on the government to release home care packages ahead of time. Considering Labor's said that they're not exactly thrilled with the way the final report came together, does this raise any concerns with you and OPEN?
Look, we recognise that we are in a fiscally constrained environment. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing the best we can to keep older people living at home for as long as they want to. We've spoken to a lot of older people as the Aged Care Act has developed, and that's what they say they predominantly want to do. When the issue of co-payments has come up, we've spoken to a lot of people, and about two-thirds of them said they were willing to pay some co-contribution. Whether the co-contribution system is right and equitable is something that needs to be looked at and managed over time. One of the things we do, though, very much support the government on is that we need to get going with this new Aged Care Act, and it needs to commence on the 1st of November. The reason for that is it brings stronger protections for older people. It will increase the numbers of services that are able to be provided in the community, and it also enshrines the rights of older people into legislation.
Green Senator Penny Allman-Payne chaired the Senate inquiry and says the government's response ignores the needs of older Australians.
The idea that governments continue to create deliberate shortages in the full knowledge that people are going to die while they're waiting is a problem. So I'm quite confident, particularly given that we had majority recommendations as well out of this Senate inquiry, that the government will continue to come under pressure around this. And it's not just going to be about wait lists either. We know that in 30 days' time, 30% of full pensioners, 75% of part pensioners, and many other older Australians are going to be paying additional co-payments for their care, some of them $50 to get help with a shower. We've heard the evidence at the inquiry that that means people are going to have to make choices. Some people are going to choose not to access the care that they need. You know, the government is saying that we can't afford to release more packages. Well, they can't afford not to.
When you're speaking to people about the changes that are coming in, what has been the response?
People are shocked. And I think that's an indictment on the government that has really failed to educate people around what these changes are going to mean for them. A cynic in me would say that, well, you wouldn't want to tell people about things that they're going to be shocked by. I mean, the fact that we're hearing people aren't going to be able to afford care, you can understand why they've tried to keep it hidden in the same way that they've tried to keep the wait list hidden. We can fix this, but it's going to take a government with the political will to do what's necessary to make sure that our parents and our grandparents get the care that they deserve.
While Mr. Gear reluctantly welcomed the delay of the aged care reforms by a few months, he says it has been difficult for many older people to tackle the assessment process.
Gosh, it has been. I mean, while the My Aged Care website has improved, it's still a difficult system to understand and know that you need to go through a number of gateways for eligibility assessment and then access services. But it's what our independent aged care advocates are so great at. We have over 200 advocates across the country, and they provide free, confidential and independent support working with an older person to talk to them about what their needs might be, to help them navigate the system. And then when there's issues with the services they're being provided, to actually raise those with the provider or the Quality and Safety Commission to get those resolved. They're available on 1800 700 600 and really recommend people, if you're having trouble understanding this new system, to reach out to our aged care advocates or go to opan.org.au.
Community Radio Network political reporter Noah Seckham ending that story.